Billionaire Class Enjoys 15x the Wage Growth of American Working Class. By John Binder on December 23, 2018. The billionaire class, the country's top 0.01% of earners, have enjoyed more than 15 times as much wage growth as America's working and middle class since 1979, new wage data reveals. Between 1979 and 2017, the wages of the bottom 90%, the country's working and lower middle class, have grown by only about 22%, Economic Policy Institute, EPI, researchers find. Compare that small wage increase over nearly four decades to the booming wage growth of America's top 1%, who have seen their wages grow more than 155% during the same period. The top 0.01%, the country's billionaire class, saw their wages grow by more than 343% in the last four decades, more than 15 times the wage growth of the bottom 90% of Americans. In 1979, America's working class was earning on average about $29,600 a year. Fast forward to 2017, and the same bottom 90% of Americans are earning only about $6,600 more annually. The almost four decades of wage stagnation among the country's working and middle class comes as the national immigration policy has allowed for the admission of more than 1.5 million mostly low-skilled immigrants every year. In the last decade alone, the U.S. admitted 10 million legal immigrants, forcing American workers to compete against a growing population of low-wage workers. Meanwhile, employers are able to reduce wages and drive up their profit margins thanks to the annual low-skilled immigration scheme. The Washington, D.C. imposed mass immigration policy is a boon to corporate executives. Wall Street, big business, and multinational conglomerates as every 1% increase in the immigrant composition of an occupation's labor force reduces Americans' hourly wages by 0.4%. Every 1% increase in the immigrant workforce reduces Americans' overall wages by 0.8%. Mass immigration has come at the expense of America's working and middle class, which has suffered from poor job growth, stagnant wages, and increased public costs to offset the importation of millions of low-skilled foreign nationals. 4 million young Americans enter the workforce every year, but their job opportunities are further diminished as the U.S. imports roughly 2 new foreign workers for every 4 American workers who enter the workforce. Even though researchers say 30% of the workforce could lose their jobs due to automation by 2030, the U.S. has not stopped importing more than 1 million foreign nationals every year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.